Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, October 8th. I'm Mark Daniels. Packers Pro Bowl linebacker Clay Matthews had surgery to repair a broken thumb on Monday, and now head coach Mike McCarthy is crossing his fingers.
Oh, I'm hopeful it's not season ending. You know, I think we're all hopeful, but it's, you know, you have to get all the opinions and make sure you always do right by the player.
Matthews expected to miss at least a month of action. Defensive coordinator Dom Capers is looking hard for the bright side.
The one encouraging thing to me is I think Mike Neal's made really good strides. I think you saw him play his best game yesterday. I think you saw Nick Perry play his best game yesterday. And, you know, that's the nature of this business.
When Matthews returns, it's very likely he will have that hand padded up and a club to protect it. But the Packers have dealt with this before. Recent examples, says Coach McCarthy, are safety Morgan Burnett and defensive tackle Cullen Jenkins.
They're all a little different. We've had guys that played with them and didn't miss any time without a club. And we've had guys play with clubs, and we have guys that had to go to season-ending surgeries. So the second part of the answer to your question is, what position do they play? Can you play with the club? You know, at what point in the rehab or the injury can you play with the club? So that's why you go about it the way we do.
Packers also lost linebacker Brad Jones to a pulled hamstring. Don't know the severity just yet. His replacement, Robert Francois, ruptured his Achilles tendon and on Monday was placed on season-ending injured reserve. Special teams coordinator Sean Slocum says, I lost a core guy on my unit.
Robert's a very experienced player, excellent physicality, smart, and consistent. He's played very consistent. I'd say he's a leader just by example, if nothing else. He's done an excellent job. He shows up to work every day and is real pro.
Francois' roster spot was taken up by defensive back James Nixon, promoted from the Packers practice squad. Monday Night Football had the New York Jets go into Atlanta and beat the Falcons 30-28. Geno Smith directed a game-winning drive. Nick Folk hitting a 43-yard field goal on the final play. New York head coach Rex Ryan really enjoyed the nail biter.
I'm glad we won this way. I am glad we won this way because, you know, it took every one of us. And it wasn't that you leaned on one side or the other side, whatever. It took every one of us, and we played fearless.
Jets improved to 3-2 with the victory. Tony Gonzalez and the Falcons now at 1-4.
I got to be confident. What am I going to do? I'm not going to sit here, and I don't expect anybody else on this team to sit here and feel sorry for ourselves and say the season's over. That's not the way we're going to think. And hopefully we can go out there and turn it around. We gotta just put in extra time now. That's the way I gotta look at it. The only way that I know is to go out there, work hard.
The Oakland Raiders released former Packer backup quarterback Matt Flynn. Parlayed a huge game at the end of the 2011 season against the Lions. 6 touchdown passes into a big free agent contract with Seattle. But the Seahawks drafted Russell Wilson, who beat him out. And then it was Flynn going to Oakland, and he could not beat out Terrell Pryor. When Pryor was hurt with a concussion, Flynn started one game for the Raiders, but it did not go well. He was intercepted for a touchdown, fumbled, and a loss to the Redskins, and now Flynn looking for work. On to the Major League Baseball playoffs. Fans had to love 4 games running from noon to midnight, and only one series ended. That was in the National League, where the Dodgers closed out the Braves 4-3, knocking out Atlanta 3-1. Juan Uribe with a 2-run home run in the bottom of the 8th inning puts Don Mattingly and the Dodgers into the NLCS.
I feel like it's another step. You know, I think getting in is the first thing. Then you talk about 11, and you know, we're down. Now we got to start talking about 8. So, you know, we've moved one step closer. We don't have to get back on a plane tomorrow. It's a good feeling.
Dodgers await the winner of the St. Louis-Pittsburgh series, which is going back to St. Louis tied at 2. The Cardinals winning over the Pirates at PNC 2-1. Rookie Michael Wacha, in his last start in the regular season, had a no-hitter into the 7th inning. And his first playoff start of his career, he takes a no-hitter into the 8th inning. Broken up by a Pedro Alvarez solo home run. Matt Holliday hit a 2-run shot in the 6th for the Cardinals. There were only 4 combined hits in this game. But the Cards win it behind the rookie. And Wacha says he just took it inning by inning.
Just trying to keep going out there and throwing up zeros. And, you know, that's my job, is to go out there and, you know, try and win ball games and keep our team in the game. And, you know, I didn't like giving up the home run. You know, that's a little too close to comfort for me.
In the American League, the Oakland A's beat the Detroit Tigers 6-3. Josh Reddick, Brandon Moss, Seth Smith, all with home runs as the A's take a 2-1 lead in that series. Moss says the offense really came through.
I don't think if you were to ask any of us, we don't really expect to put up 6 runs on Anibal Sanchez. So we're definitely happy with that. But, tomorrow's going to be more of the same. It's a tough battle.
And the Tampa Bay Rays stave off elimination by avoiding the sweep, beating the Boston Red Sox 5-4. Evan Longoria with a 3-run home run put the Rays on top. Red Sox tied it in the top of the ninth, and then Jose Lobaton delivers a 2-out walk-off home run to give the Rays the 5-4 victory. Boston still up 2-1, but it was David DeJesus of the Rays says we're back in this series.
We just got to keep going, just come back with the same routines. That's what I like about this team. We're just going to come back and play. We're not going to, get all crazy about it. We're just going to come out there, have fun, and go out there and leave it on the field.
Just a couple of games in the National Hockey League. The Edmonton Oilers in a shootout beat the New Jersey Devils 5-4. New York Rangers over the Los Angeles Kings 3-1. And the Philadelphia Flyers on the impatient side. 77 games to go, but after an 0-3 start, they fired head coach Peter Laviolette. Milwaukee Bucks begin their preseason tonight. They will start in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. Bucks' first home exhibition game Saturday night against the Charlotte Bobcats at the Bradley Center. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.